T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is now April 24th, Wednesday morning. You're listening to The Fan. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, another KM to 2 a.m. We've got these tonight, tomorrow night, the next night, and the next night. So this whole week until Friday, I'll be on late. I got to work on something, man. I haven't kicked a freestyle in a long time. And I know some people are like, a freestyle isn't written. Yes, it is. If you're a hip-hop head, you know people write freestyles, but I think I'm due for another freestyle, and I like to specifically freestyle on Friday, so if I can find some time, I'm going to put some bars together. Bars ready. It's overdue. It's overdue. I think I've kicked like 3 or 4 of them on The Fan, but yeah. I'm putting the challenge out there on air, so I'll hold myself to it. I think the last time I did one just off the top, but now I need to like sit down and write like 8 bars or 16. So Friday night, we can look forward to that. I'm not always on Friday. A lot of times Hoff is on, and you know, I've spoken on how that kind of works for everybody. You know, Hoff gets here early in the morning. You guys don't care. Let's reshuffle the deck. Let's reset the table here. Last night, Tuesday night, the New York Rangers got their second win. They defeat the Washington Capitals in the world's most famous arena. Home ice advantage. We've already talked to a handful of Rangers fans about how they feel about that game, the series, their chances in the series, and beyond. So far, so good. By the same score of 4-3, your New York Yankees get a win to even up the series against the Oakland A's. Aaron Judge looked a little bit better. Giancarlo Stanton continues his hot hitting. Anthony Rizzo hit a homer. And the Yankees matched a first inning where the Athletics were able to get to Marcus Stroman and score a run. And the Yankees answered right back with 4 runs. And then they went quiet. They went quiet. And I don't know. There's a little bit of concern about the hitting and some of our star players like Aaron Judge, like Gleyber Torres, and I don't know what to say, man, besides it's early. That's all everybody will tell you. It's early till it's not. It's getting late early, and I just think when you look at these guys year after year, you watch them in spring training, you watch them early on, you're just like, hey, I know when the guys look like they're going right and they're not, but slumps happen, especially early on, especially when it's cold. Get us to the warmer weather. But all in all, your New York Yankees are 16-8 in second place by a little margin. In the AL East, all is well. All is well. I'll take that. Coming off of 82-80, if someone would have said next year you'll start off 16-8 with Juan Soto and Alex Verdugo and Marcus Stroman pitching for you, I'll say cool. I'll take it. Shout out to Stroman and his 9 Ks today. I rock the white silky in here, the white do-rag like Stroman had on the mound. Yeah, Stroman gave up a couple solo shots, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk. The 2 homers is what it is, but he does enough. 9 Ks, I'm like, I should have bet him to have 9 Ks. I'm sure that cash for a lot of people. 877-337-6666. So we've talked Rangers tonight, Yankees tonight. We will continue with that. The Mets game just went final as we broke and switched studios and started the new day. The Mets go down 5-1 against the San Francisco Giants. Luis Severino pitched well. Luis Severino had a no-no going. Luis Severino goes 6 innings, gives up 5 hits, 3 earned runs. But, I mean, the box score doesn't tell the tale. You know, he was going well until that 5th inning, and they put up 3 runs in that 5th, 2 runs in the 7th. And the Mets were able to scratch 1 run across. Let's see. Who was able to? DJ Stewart. DJ Stewart doing the thing. DJ Stewart, valuable. So the Mets avoid getting shut out. But Mets fans, the lines are wide open for you. Tell me how you feel now. It's kind of starting to even out a little bit. They're 12-11. And now when you look at the standings and you start thinking about this West Coast trip and where we are, they need to get a win today just to make sure that this road trip get salvaged before you come back to face the Cardinals and the debut of the City Connect jerseys and all that good stuff. 877-337-6666. We will certainly talk about the New York Knicks and the Sixers series and the 2-minute report and what's to come with Nick Nurse and Joel Embiid predicting that the Sixers are going to come back. Whatever. I highly doubt that. Last but not least, of course, we're going to talk Drake May. We're going to talk NFL Draft, Giants, and Jets. It is now Wednesday, so that means the draft is tomorrow. Let's go. You know the number to dial. Let's get right back to the phones. Thomas is in Center Reach. What's up, Thomas? You're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, back-to-back nights. What's going on?
Yeah, look at you. You're in there, bro. You know how to get on.
So I was looking to talk about, we got the Mets, or I mean the Jets, sorry, got the Jets and the Giants coming over the draft. First, I was going to say, well, who do you think, personally, I know you're a Cowboys fan, but
yeah,
who do you think the Giants should take?
If they can get Drake May, if that's a thing, like, if they think, like, the rumblings came out today that they're trying to trade up to get Drake May. If that's true and that's not a smokescreen, go get the young man. If the Patriots want to give up that 3rd pick, go get him. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's gonna take. But so what? Like, this is a quarterback-driven league. You're only going as far as that quarterback. So go get the guy. If that's the guy that Brian Daboll has his eye on, you know you can't get Caleb Williams. You're most likely not getting Jaden Daniels. I think that Drake May is a better prospect than J.J. McCarthy. The G-men should go get him.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I definitely agree with you. Drake May, I didn't like him a little bit at the end of there, but he definitely I really liked the end, like his combine. His games he played, he was actually pretty impressive. I honestly thought he's definitely better than the Sam Howell out there back in when they played. They both went to UNC.
Yeah,
he's definitely better than him. Giants though, like Daniel Jones, like I forget what he said, but he said something about our lines of he thinks he's still the best quarterback or he should be the best quarterback option. No, you're not, bud. You have proved you made it to the playoffs. Saquon carried you there. If the Giants are good this season, like with others, I'll say good for them would be, you know, 6 or 7 wins because they don't have any huge weapons on offense anymore. Then I'll say, all right, if it's Daniel Jones starting. But if it's a new quarterback, I'll expect obviously rookie troubles for whoever they sign. Daniel, but you're getting paid the bag to be the backup.
I don't expect Daniel Jones to be physically cleared for training camp. I know they're saying he's on schedule or whatever. But I think they have to make other plans. I don't think this guy is going to rehab and be ready to run and take a hit. I mean, the neck injury is cleared up, but the ACL is still there. So, like, I don't care what he says. What else is he going to say? I have respect for Daniel Jones because he's gone through a lot. But now he's rich. They paid him. He's got the bag. Whatever, bro. I think that ship is about to sail.
Yeah. So now, I'm personally a Dolphins fan, but we can switch over to the other team in New York in the AFC East. Who do you think? Jets, have to. These rumors of them taking Brock Bowers. Can Brock Bowers play offensive tackle? I don't think so. You want Aaron Rodgers to die on the field in three plays again? I don't think they do.
And Carmo like will come back to bite. Dolphins fan.
Carmo, I my dad's a Jet fan, so I understand. But they're expecting. What are they expecting to do if they get Brock Bowers?
No, I'm right there with you, bro.
Another option.
Like I said this as a Dallas fan. You think Tyron Smith is holding up? He's not. You think Tyron Smith is going to be able to play the whole season and playoffs? No. Take out an insurance claim for this year and beyond. He's on a one-year deal. Now, if he's healthy, he's one of the best in football. But this is a guy that I've watched closely. He has lost a step, and he is one false step away from being hurt for weeks. So, man, there are so many offensive tackles in this first round that they're saying are locked. Surefire NFL guys. And what we're seeing now is everybody wants the quarterback or wide receiver. Okay, good. Let everybody go for like the top four quarterbacks in the first four picks, and then let the receivers come off the board, the next three be receivers, and then let the just don't make the sexy pick. Get you a dog, get you a beast, get you a left tackle that can protect Aaron Rodgers for the next four seasons that he says he wants to play. I think that's the smartest move. But Brock Bowers is a sexy move. It's the luxury move. It's the playmaker move.
They want him. But I don't understand. Like, yeah, I get what you're saying. And them signing Brock Bowers, I would understand the pick if they had more offensive depth. They really don't. If they really want to get Brock Bowers,
I would understand the pick if it was a need.
But
it's not a need. I would go receiver over tight end.
Yeah, they just had Conklin have I think he had a 900, almost 1,000.
Conklin is good. Jeremy Ruckert's a local guy I hope gets a shot, too.
Yeah,
if Rome Odunze is
really
there,
loves Zach Coons.
Or if you want to try and trade up to grab now people are expecting Marvin Harrison Jr. to drop, which I think is ridiculous. If one of Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, or Marvin Harrison Jr. are available at, 5, 6, 7, try and move up to go get a playmaker. Right, get somebody that Aaron Rodgers can throw the ball. You'll figure out the offensive line as well later in the draft, because there's going to be tackles later in the draft. There's going to be receivers later in the draft too.
Exactly. Like if they want to get a receiver, go out there get what's his name from Florida, Pearsall. Go get him. He's a little short little guy. He's like a Wes Welker type
there's
player.
There's a bunch of
go
guys.
Get
bro.
Him.
There's a bunch of
go
guys
get
that
him.
Can.
Do not
like,
be,
Puka
don't
Nacua
be
was
reaching.
The best record breaking rookie receiver. They got him in the fifth round. There are a bunch of guys like that.
Isaiah Pacheco,
running back in the seventh round. Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, and he's one of the top 15 running backs in the league.
You saw your boy Tyreek said he was mad that the Chiefs gave Isaiah Pacheco number 10.
Yeah, please. It's just unbelievable.
What is wrong with him?
Wonder why he's annoyed, because we haven't won. Do you see Mike McDaniel called him out? He called him out and said, you're going to pay all the money.
Tyreek Hill's got to shut up. He's got to stop doing the podcast with Antonio Brown. Those two together are trouble. Nothing but trouble. I was calling him Miami Menace. This guy's got baby mama drama. This guy's got lawsuits pending. This guy's running his mouth.
He broke some woman's leg.
Yeah, playing backyard football.
Son was in a camp or something. she beat him, so he broke her leg. Come on, dude. I want you. You're so talented.
His house was burning. Supposedly one of his kids was playing with matches or lighters.
I don't understand
then
that.
he married Kenny Vaccaro's sister, and supposedly he married her without signing a prenup and told her, hey, a year later, I need to sign this prenuptial agreement. And then she went upside his head, tried to beat him up. He lives a wild life. That's a wild boy. That's your man, though. That's the best player on your team.
Yeah, you can start a whole, we can start a whole other thing about Tua one day. That's a whole nother big problem that they have. But I personally still believe he's given me a little bit of glimpse of, he's got one more chance. This is his. This is, Zach Wilson said 65 prove it years. This is the Tua year for this
different.
Is the Zach Wilson year for Tua.
Tua is way better than Zach Wilson. Would you be against him getting the bag, him getting the big contract, big money deal?
Yes, because he really hasn't proved us much, and because we've given him almost all the weapons, and it's getting a little frustrating. I'm praying. Everyone's saying we're going to get Xavier Worthy. No, please. Just be like the Jets and draft offensive line.
That's the next
line.
John
the
Ross.
The reason why.
That's the next Tavon Austin. That's the next,
Yeah.
Go going for those speed guys? Why would the Dolphins go for another speed guy? You have the Cheetah,
I don't know.
And you have Waddle.
If they go for a receiver, I would honestly hope they're just over 6 feet tall. Isn't Ezekiel really like 5'10"?
He's
just
small.
Unbelievable. They want to, yeah, he's a little tiny guy. We already have Tyreek Hill.
He's going to get his head knocked off.
Tiny, fast player. It's just unbelievable.
They were decimated by injuries last year.
Yeah.
You need linebackers.
That's another thing. At the end of the
season. You need linebackers. And you might need a safety.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we could have kept it competitive against Kansas City if we wouldn't have played our starters down by 30
points. No, it was too cold. There's people that lost like fingers. It was too cold.
We had no Chubb. Bradley Chubb was one of the biggest factors to our team last season.
Of course.
And he tore his ACL.
Jalen Phillips.
Dumb moment because Mike McDaniel for some reason didn't take our starters out. We were losing by 30 points.
Listen, Miami will never win anything unless they get the number one seed and home field advantage, and they can play down there in Miami Gardens. They can't go to Buffalo. They can't go to Arrowhead. They can't go to any of those cold stadiums.
They probably can't even play at MetLife against Aaron Rodgers.
No,
but
not in the cold.
See Zach Wilson. Yeah, in the January New York weather, maybe they could have beat Zach Wilson but I doubt they beat Aaron Rodgers.
Listen, Thomas, the Zach Wilson era is over. I got to let you go, brother. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the energy. 877-337-6666. It's always football season. Zach Wilson is going to come back with the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos went from Danger Russell Wilson to Zach Wilson. If you heard me during the season talk about Zach Wilson, I said the guy's got to go west. I knew he was going west. I'm like, he plays better when he goes out west. He's from out west. He's going to be closer to home. I guarantee you with Sean Payton, they get something out of this kid. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to be a good NFL quarterback because he might just, like, I don't know. I really don't know about Zach Wilson. But I think that he was damned from the beginning here. There was no way in hell you draft this kid out of the BYU COVID season. You give him the keys to the franchise with a rookie head coach and a rookie offensive coordinator. Made no sense. No, who does that? Nobody does that. So he was behind the eight ball to start. And then it's tough. Everything is harder to do here in New York. And I was driving to the chiropractor today. I'm like, bro, this traffic is insane. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. You can't go anywhere anymore. There's too many cars. Now there's congestion pricing. I don't know what happened. I think it was after COVID. People stopped taking the subways as much. And there's so many cars. Everywhere you go, and you don't even have to go far. It's just traffic, and people can't drive. It's harder to do anything in New York City. 877-337-6666. I wish Zach Wilson luck. Let's see if Sean Payton, who's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer, right? Let's see what he can get out of. Are they going to draft J.J. McCarthy? They shouldn't. I don't know. J.J. McCarthy to me is this year's Will Levis, and that's a knock on Will Levis, and I don't mean to knock Will Levis. Like, to be honest, Will Levis showed me something last year. I was looking at Will Levis, and I got on air and said, Will Levis is already better than Zach Wilson. At least he knows how to read the defense. At least he's tough enough to stand in the pocket and make the throw. He's not stoning the football. That was my term for Zach Wilson because he loved to throw the football on the ground. That gets me so frustrated. What are you doing, bro? You just giving up on the play? Run! You don't have to... He's like going through his reads. Check one, check two, check three. No gain. What are you doing? Take off running. You're athletic, right? Oh, man. Let's see. Aaron Rodgers coming back. Mets fans, Jets fans, Nets fans. Man, what a rough year if you were or are a Jets fan going through that season, coming off last year's Mets season, and then had to watch the Brooklyn Nets season. It would be enough to make you hang it up. It would be enough to make you say, this isn't what I got into watching sports for. This isn't any fun. To go from last year's Mets season, then the promise and hopes of the Jets season dashed four plays in. And then we're thinking, oh, the Brooklyn Nets, they're going to have no nonsense, no drama. They got Mikal Bridges and... Yeah. Shout out to Jordy Fernandez, the new head coach for the Brooklyn Nets. Does nothing for me. It's mid. I'll believe it when I see it. The Nets got a long way to go. Let's talk about the Mets, though. The Mets, though, I do believe that the Mets are more like the 2022 Mets than the 2022 Mets or 2023 Mets. I think they have some guys. Tonight is a night, like I said, Luis Severino had it going. They got to figure out something on this road trip, though. Because all the goodwill that came from going in there and taking two from the Dodgers is now lost, losing the first two to the Giants. Let's see what happens the rest of the way. Good for the Giants. The Giants are 12-13. The Mets are 12-11. But now the Mets have a losing streak, L3. It evens out. That's baseball, Susan. It's early. Sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're cold. Sometimes you can go on the road and go to Oracle Park out there. I can't wait to go to that place. I was going to go a couple years back, and I canceled the trip to San Francisco. But that's a ballpark that I got to cross off the list. 877-337-6666. Man, we're talking everything. We're talking sports. Let's go to Nacho in Cliffside Park, New Jersey on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith?
Good.
Big fan, big fan. Listen, I mean, it's early in the season. I get it. You know, it's you can't jump to conclusions, you know what I mean? But looking at how they played today, I mean, it was a dumpster fire, honestly. It really was, right? I mean, we were able to get on base. I mean, we were on base more than the Giants, you know what I mean?
9 hits.
That's what I'm saying. But it's almost as if, like, we forgot that we were just on a 6-game streak. It's like all of that has been thrown away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, sometimes you're hot. Sometimes you cool off. Sometimes you go into a place like Oracle Park, and it's like, whoa.
It makes me, you know, basically our starting pitchers, I mean, Severino on the box, I mean, it's true. We can't look at just stats. Like, but, I mean, these last 20 games, what has Severino done? I mean, he hasn't done much.
Severino? You know what I mean? Severino's last two starts been pretty good.
Listen, I mean, for a starting pitcher, I mean, we're putting our standards low. You know what I mean? This is the issue that we have. I mean, I'm a Mets fan, right? So we have our standards so low that we think Severino gets 5 strikeouts. Oh, this is a good game. I mean,
yeah, but he's able to go 6 innings. He had a no-no going tonight. I didn't get to see all of it as I was watching the Yankees, the Rangers, and then I started hosting the show, so I didn't see his swing and miss stuff. I didn't see exactly how he had it, but his last two starts, he went 6 innings. His best start was against Pittsburgh, and then he followed it up tonight. I don't know if I'm mad at Severino. I would be mad at the offense. When this guy's pitching a no-no through 5 innings, you got to get him some run support. That's flashbacks to Jacob DeGrom. You got to get some runs on the board for the guy. Help him out.
Yeah, that's the issue right now, right? So we have our relievers are putting in the work, right? Our hitters that are down, that are lower in the lineup, like the Bader, you know what I mean, Wendell, things. These guys are putting in the work, but it just seems like there's like a lack of I don't know, discipline. Like, why is Lindor? Why is he hitting from the left? I don't get why he keeps hitting from the left.
Because he's a switch hitter, bro. He's supposed to be one of the better switch hitters. But I mean, tonight he struck out twice,
his
goes 0-4 again.
Right. Why does he keep hitting on the left? Like, his average is better on the right. Okay, he gets one home run with on the left, and now he's like, no, stay on the right, man. If we're getting man on base, we're getting man on base, right? Today we had 35, but right? they got on base, but it's like we don't have the hitters to be able to finish it. I don't know if you get, you know what I mean? And I feel like there's like this lack of maybe discipline, or maybe they need to bring these guys lower in the lineup, bring these other guys up.
Switch him and Marte. You know what I mean? Marte had 3 hits.
Marte played good.
Marte's been playing great. He's batting 305 right now. Marte's balling. Good to have him back.
Keep Marte up. Bring Alonso down. Nimmo, I'm sorry. I love Nimmo. Bring him down. Bring Bader up. Bader's been hitting. Bader's been playing well. He's been getting on base. Wendell, he's been playing well. He's been getting on base. Like, these guys, they should be brought up, you know? And it seems like because Lindor is a bigger name, he's a switch hitter. All the switch hitters, it's overrated, per se. Switch hitters are overrated, Keith. I'm sorry. Like, you hit from the left, you hit from the right, doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If you're hitting better from the right and you're a switch hitter, stay on the right, you know? Anyways, whatever. I mean, look, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I feel like this is the nature of a Mets fan. It's like we do good, we do good, our hopes are high, and then boom. It's like everything falls apart. It's like we forgot that we almost swept the Dodgers, right? We want it. You know, and it's like, if this is the issue we're having right now in April, well, how's it going to, are we going to be above 500 in August?
You can't. In September, where are we going to be? 23 games in. You just had a 6-game win streak. You still have, you lost this series, but you still have tomorrow. Blake Snell has been trash. Blake Snell is coming up tomorrow. Get right and get back home. Blake Snell has 11.57 ERA. He's 0-3. I'm laughing because myself as a Yankee fan and plenty of Yankee fans called this station to be like, we got to sign Blake Snell. I'm glad we didn't do that. So you got to look at it like this, man. It's early. They're not going to change the lineup. They did just get hot to at least give you a season. There's going to be ups and downs. It's a roller coaster, but you'll feel good tomorrow if Sean Manaea goes out there, gives you a good start, and you're able to get to Blake Snell, which I think he's very hittable right now. And then you get on the flight, you come home, you have the St. Louis Cardinals in your building, City Connect jerseys debuting, and not the warmest of weather, but decent weather to get right in front of your fans. Actually, yeah, it's supposed to be 76 on Sunday, 80 on Monday. So, you know, Friday, Saturday, 60, 59. But that Sunday game is nice. I think it's looking up more than it is looking down for the Mets and the Mets fan.
Yeah. One more question, Keith. I got one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I know this is a kind of a baseball station, but I was wondering if you're into like soccer, if you follow it a little bit.
Like Champions League?
Champions League. Do you follow it much?
No. So the one year I really did like even learn about soccer is when I worked at Fubo. And like working at Fubo, there's so many different cultures and backgrounds.
Yeah.
And it made me realize how dumb I was as an American. I'm uncultured. And like as Americans, I don't know how we just have such a blind eye to soccer, football, and like the World Cup coming here in 2026. Like, no, honestly, I don't follow it enough because it never was in front of me. But that one year I did. Like, who do you like? Who's your team?
My team is Real Madrid, you know.
Yeah, they got a ton of fans.
Yeah, I asked because we just had a really good game a week ago. And, you know, I would see it's a good sport to follow. You know, it's a lot of passion.
It's a world sport. It's the most popular sport in the world. Thanks for the call, Nacho. Yeah, I the last World Cup that was in Qatar, I was in London. And I went to this big-ass bar in London. It was a sick bar. It was multiple floors, glass windows. They had drinks, food in there. You had to pay. Like, I ended up talking. They weren't letting people in. I ended up talking to the guy on the side, basically being like, yo, we're American. We're out here. I had the American flag bandana on. I'm like, we just want to see the World Cup while we're out here. I'm with my wife. We're on our baby moon. I told him, like, my wife is pregnant. We're on our baby moon. He ended up letting us slide through. I just greased him up, ended up giving him like $40, and he got us in there. And he gave us some like drink tokens, and it was sick to be in there. I actually got to go back. I probably have it on my Instagram. But it was sick to be in London, the UK, and watch the United States and London draw in that match. And I don't know anything about, you know, the soccer team or the players or whatever, but I'm just pumped that, you know, the United States was able to come to a draw, a tie, and all of them were pissed off because, you know, a tie wasn't good enough. And I was like, I'll take a tie. We didn't lose. There were definitely some soccer hooligans in there. They were going in. And it just makes you think about, like, a worldview. It makes you think about how, you know, we think in America everything revolves around us. They were established over there long before. And, you know, the world game is football. We call it soccer. And yeah, no, I don't know enough. Shout out to the Foo Bros, Fubo fam. You know, when I got to work at Fubo, which is a streaming service that now provides all of these different channels, I wish they kept SNY. They dropped SNY. They added the Yes Network. I can't watch the Mets games on there anymore, but it's all good. I can watch the Yankee games on there. But yeah, Fubo was a startup that I worked for, and they were a startup that started as a platform for Americans to stream Champions League, Bundesliga, Europa, like all these foreign soccer leagues. It's cool. But here, all we care about is NFL draft, baby. 877 337-6666. So now it's wide open for the Mets fans to chime in. If you disagree with Nacho and you saw something different, call me up. Yankee fans, tell me how you feel. I think this game coming up tonight, I'm going to be there front row in the Casamigos seats. I think the Yankees need an offensive explosion. I'm betting on the Yankees hard tomorrow. I'm betting on the Yankees to score runs in every single inning. Obviously, we're coming off of this Rangers win. I'm in here rewatching the Rangers defeat the Capitals with the same score that the Yankees defeated the Oakland A's. I do want to talk to y'all about the Knicks and the Sixers in the two-minute report. It doesn't matter. But now we're getting closer to the next game, Game 3 of that series, the Islanders series. Man, it's the most wonderful time. There's a ton to talk about as we're a day away from the NFL draft. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And here we go. 1, 2, 3, let's do it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. We're talking sports. What do you want to talk about? Football, the NFL, the Giants, Drake May, the Jets, Brock Bowers. No, don't draft a tight end at 10. Move up, draft a wide receiver, or stay there and draft a wide receiver. It's the Aaron Rodgers show. What else do you guys want to talk about? The Make It Happen Mets? I know they didn't make it happen. They lost the series. So what? Don't get swept. Blake Snell is on the mound tonight, and I think it's time that they can get right. So 877-337, a 6-6, and two more sixes will get you on the show if you want to talk Jets, Giants, NFL draft. I'm about to start talking about some of the other teams. Thomas called, and we were talking about the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. You guys ever been down there to Miami Gardens? You should go. If you like tailgating in East Rutherford in the cold, they have a way different style tailgate down there in the 305. You guys want to talk Yankees? I'm down for that. We can always talk about the New York Yankees, man. Aaron Judge was able to hit another single right down the third baseline, just barely fair, giving you shades of that hit that he had against Toronto to win the game and not get swept by the Boo Jays. Speaking of boo, I don't care if you boo Aaron Judge. I don't care if you boo Derek Jeter. I don't care if you boo Mariano Rivera. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about booing. I said, pay me $40 million a year. Pay me $1 million a year. I'll give you the coordinates. I'll drop the Addy. I'll drop the pin. I'll give you the location to come boo me for that much money. Who cares? I don't care if anybody boos. You guys want to talk puck? The Isles are cooked, but the Rangers are doing what they're supposed to do. They're up 2-0. Another win tonight. You didn't really have to sweat it out at all. It was close, but it wasn't that close. And then they go down to D.C. Friday, and we'll see how that series goes. I say you got to sweep them. You need rest. You need time. Carolina up 2-0 against the Islanders. The Islanders played tough. I mean, I don't know how long that series is going to go. I think it'll go six. I think it could, because if the Islanders get off the mat, they should be able to win on their home ice, maybe. If you want to talk puck, call me up. 877-337-6666. What else? Oh, I did say I wanted to talk about the New York Knicks. About the New York Knicks. Hey, go, New York. Go, New York. Go. That's a foul. They didn't call the foul. The two-minute report is hilarious. And even with the, like, protest and, like, filing a grievance, it's not going to happen. I think I saw a spike put out there that if the protest is upheld, the game is replayed from the point of the incorrect call ruling with the initial result no longer counting the three. However, formal protests rarely succeed in the NBA. There have been only six successful protests out of 44. It's not happening, and they're not holding up the playoffs. It's not happening. They can cry, Philly, cry. Cry, Sixers, cry. On the road to a gentleman's sweep. 877-337-6666. I think the Knicks go down there with the Villanova kids. They're right back at home. They might, the Sixers might be able to win one game, but Embiid is crazy talking about they're going to come back and win the series. I think they split in Philly. I said Knicks in five before the series started. I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to it. I mean, I'm no Knicks fan, but I am a New Yorker, and I have watched this Knicks team a lot, and I'm definitely not a Knicks hater. I was more of a Knicks hater when Knicks fans were hating on my Nets. But now the Nets are irrelevant, and the Knicks are never looking like this, bro. So I just, as a sports fan, I always tell you guys, stay down till you come up. You know, like, stay loyal, root for your team, and eventually it all comes back around. I can't hate on the Knicks. I can't hate on their front office. I can't hate on their coach. I can't hate on their players and what they're doing right now. I want to see them advance. You guys saw the Pacers evened up the series with the Bucks. Who would you rather face, the Bucks or the Pacers? I think Knicks fans rather face the Pacers. We'll see what happens. We're going to talk more about the NBA playoffs. We'll talk more about this two-minute report. You know, the NBA says Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart should have been called for fouls on Tyrese Maxey of the 76ers' inbound play with 27 seconds left. Sequence led to a Dante DiVincenzo three that gave the Knicks a 102-101 lead with 13.1 seconds to play. He shouldn't have been able to shoot that. But that's the power of the Garden. The basketball gods last night said, nah, the Knicks are winning this one. We're in the Mecca, the world's most famous. That was one for the ages, man. That's one you'll remember forever. 877-337-6666. Yo, Garrett Cole's on his way back. They're saying Garrett Cole could possibly get on the mound next week. Cole World, no blanket. Sign me up. Sign me up for Garrett Cole to come back healthy and ready to help this team. DJ LeMahieu had a little bit of a setback. He joined the Somerset Patriots, and he had to come out of the game. His foot was sore. It's tough. I say don't rush it. Someone who broke their foot. I mean, I broke my foot wrestling with my brother on my 21st birthday, just locked up with him. You know, when you lock up in wrestling, and we weren't even on the ground, but just like, you know, let the boys be boys. Boys will be boys, or men will be men. We went from throwing a couple punches to locking up, and we were drunk. And, man, I'll never forget how my foot felt. It was one of those curbs that aren't like, you know, like 4 or 5 inches, one of those deeper curbs. And I took a step back, and my left foot dropped off the curb, and it didn't hit flat. Cranked it. Broke my foot, and I'm a scholarship athlete at the time. I was cooked after that. My coach was so mad. They wanted me to rehab at the campus all summer. I'm like, hell no, I'm not going to the training office every day. I'm not going to the training room every day to get treatment. I'll do it on my own. I remember that night I went to my boy's house. They were partying that night. I just went to sleep limping on a swollen ankle. And then I eventually went to the doctor and got it casted up. And May went by, June went by, July went by when I could finally start to like run and work out on it. And by the time I got to camp in August, I was not the same. DJ LeMahieu probably didn't have as much of a break as I had, fouling a ball off his foot. But that soreness in your bones, that pain, is not going to go away. They're not going to be able to rush DJ back. It's going to take him a little while. I just said he's not coming back till Memorial Day weekend. 877-337-6666. So that's pretty much all we've been talking about. Mets game. Mets lose the series. Seve was pitching well, had a no-no going, but the bats did not get going. So you hope that Sean Manaea can save the day. And Blake Snell has been hot garbage. Let me look at his numbers. And I'm enjoying this because everybody was like, we got to get Blake Snell. The Yankees actually offered Blake Snell. He could have been a Yankee, but if he would have accepted that first contract from the Yankees, I think he would have been in camp and he would have been better. He had to wait it out. He had to wait it out and wait it out. And then the Giants got that little two-year deal. And as of right now, they are not getting the return on their investment that they thought. He hasn't been able to go deep in games. I mean, he historically hasn't. But in his last three games, he went 4 2/3, giving up 9 hits, 5 earned runs. Ew. The game before that, he went 4 innings, giving up 6 hits, 7 earned runs. Ugh. The game before that against the Washington Nationals, he only went 3 innings, gave up 3 hits, 3 earned runs. So, man, Blake Snell out there in San Francisco, it's not going well. You got to think that the Mets take advantage and find a way to not get swept from the Giants before they head home. And it's a big series coming home. I keep talking about those City Connect jerseys. I like them. I just like that the Mets are doing that, right? They're not above it like the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees are, no, we're the Yankees. We're not going to do the City Connect uniforms. Oh, it's funny. Right now, we have the matchup of the two teams in Major League Baseball to not make City Connect uniforms. The Oakland A's, which it makes perfect sense, because what city do they try to connect with? Oakland, Sacramento, or Las Vegas? But the New York Yankees, man, you know how easy it would be to put BX across the chest, or the Bronx across the chest, or the Boogie Down? No, that's too much for the buttoned-up corporate Yanks. Yeah, but the fans, we would buy that. We'd buy all that stuff. I know I would. I've got too much Yankees gear. I literally look in my closet, I'm like, I got to give some stuff away. You know, as my wife reports to me tonight, she's like, oh, I was looking at the comments on WFAN Instagram. Some people were making fun of what you were wearing. I don't care. I'd be NYY fly. I'm dripped down. They can make fun of what I wear all they want. I probably will never see him. Probably never meet him. I don't care about the comments. All right, let's get back to the phones. Shout out to the people on TikTok. I haven't been going live on TikTok because I've had a cough for like a week. So when I do these TikTok lives and let you guys see me, I don't want you guys seeing me during the break, you know, spitting in a cup, coughing. You know, I won't even describe it for you because it's not pleasant. But now you can see me. So at Keith_McPherson on the TikTok. And we've got a little bit more time to go on my show, an hour and some change. I'm rewatching the Rangers game. I meant to get that Clippers Mavericks game on. Let's see if I could do that real quick. And we'll take your calls. We're talking NFL draft. Please just hit me with the channel right as I was looking for it. We're talking NFL draft. We're talking Mets. We're talking Yanks. We're talking Rangers. We're talking Isles. We're talking Knicks. Of course, this is New York. Brian is out in Queens. Brian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, man? Keith, thanks for taking my call, guys.
No problem.
Well, I want to touch upon a little bit of everything right now, but, you know, I work at the UBS Arena, so, you know, I've slowly become an Islanders fan throughout this situation, and after that loss to the Canes, up 3-0, then losing 5-3, I hate to say it, but it could be over, but they're going to have to win that game at the UBS, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That stadium gets rocking.
Got to forget about it. These are professional athletes. They're paid to put it in the past. The fans won't forget about it. That was demoralizing. That was embarrassing. But, hey, you get back home. These guys get back in their houses with their wives or their significant others,
yeah,
their kids, whatever. You hope that they come out and get a win.
For sure, man. Hey, Keith, I got a question for you about the NFL draft real quick. So with these quarterbacks that are out there, I've been watching a lot of, like, highlight reels on YouTube, and I'm really impressed with Bo Nix for some reason. Like, Bo Nix, I think he's better than a lot of these other guys, and he's not getting that credit. Now, mind you, the Denver Broncos were actually interested in him. I don't know, now that they have Zach Wilson, they're going to, like, change their gears.
No, they should still draft a quarterback.
do you think the Jets should take Bo Nix? Because, like, he could, like, sit behind
the
Aaron Rodgers for, like, a year.
Florham Park Jets or the Winnipeg Jets?
No, I'm talking about my bad. I'm talking about the NFL draft, and I'm talking about...
I'm joking with you. You have Aaron Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor. They shouldn't draft a quarterback. Maybe if they take Sam Hartman in the sixth round, like they're And Bo Nix, for me, I like Bo Nix. I'll tell you why I like Bo Nix, and I'll tell you why I don't like Bo Nix. I like Bo Nix because of the snaps he's taken. He's taken a ton of snaps. He's got a ton of reps, and he's done it at a high level. This is a guy that played in the SEC at Auburn. That's the highest level. But then he also went out there to Oregon. They play big-time football, too. So he's got the experience. He's playing some big-time games. But when I look at that Oregon offense, which this isn't a knock to him, a lot of that Oregon offense was like quick screens, quick game, short passes, get the hands into the play or get the ball into the hands of the playmakers. The NFL, you got to throw the ball downfield. I'm not saying he can't, but for some reason there were not that many people at his pro day. There's not that many people too high on Bo Nix. I'm not sure where he goes, but he's definitely not going to Florham Park to be a Jet.
Okay, well, real quick, I just want to say that the Giants should take Malik Nabers if they have the chance, and you know, deal with like the quarterback situation maybe later on in the draft. I think they could get Bo Nix. That'll be pretty lit. But yeah, man, I'm just high on Bo Nix. That's why I think he's better than JJ McCarthy. And I could be wrong, obviously, and stuff. But he's just like a dual threat. You know what I mean? Like he's quick. He reminds me a lot like Justin Herbert, and Justin Herbert's having a pretty good career so far, you know what I mean? And he played in the same school. And he's just a bit more convincing from the eye test, from looking at all the highlight reels and stuff. But yeah, the Giants should take Nabers though, the best wide receiver available when they're up. Thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it. Thanks for the call, Brian. First off, just like stature wise, Bo Nix is 6'2", 216. Justin Herbert is 6'6", 236. I think what you're seeing is they both played at Oregon in the same type of jerseys and all those different combinations of lime green and dark green and yellow and whatever. And I wouldn't compare Bo Nix. I got to pull up. That's what I'm about to do just because I like to do stuff like this. Because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about the offense that they ran out there. Let me look up some Bo Nix highlights. The game that I really watched was when they smacked Deion and Shador and Shiloh and Travis Hunter. I really watched that game. And I bet on that game. I knew. I'm like, well, this is the end of the fairy tale for the Colorado Buffaloes. They are not about to waltz into Oregon and beat those guys. But, yeah, Bo Nix, what I like about the guy is that he's had a ton of reps. And he's done it at a high level at two different schools. That experience plays, man. Last year when we were watching the Chicago Bears, and I was telling y'all about Tyson Bagent, who I still am high on. And he'll be there backing up Caleb Williams. He'll be there also to push and challenge Caleb Williams. But when I was telling y'all about Tyson Bagent, his dad is like the most famous arm wrestler in the world. What I liked about Tyson Bagent was that he played, I think, 4 or 5 years at Shepherd University in West Virginia, which wasn't a big school. I think it's a Division II school. But the fact that he played 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022 because of the pandemic, whatever, this guy's been under center a lot. He's got a lot of snaps, a lot of reps. The quarterback position, to be confident, is the number one thing. And to be confident, you need to have reps and you need to be put in every possible situation. Zach Wilson didn't have enough reps at BYU. And then he was thrusted into the Jets in the NFL, and they're putting him in situations where he has no idea what the defense is doing. Bill Belichick is laughing like, there's no way this kid is going to ever have success against us. We can disguise defenses. He's never going to know. So Bo Nix has a lot of experience. During this next break, I'm going to watch some of his highlight tape to see if I'm right or wrong about the style of offense he was in and the throws he was asked to make this year. Yeah, I got it queued up. Somebody's going to take him. Somebody's going to get a steal with him. But here are my top quarterbacks. Michael Penix Jr. should have won the Heisman. Whatever. The top quarterbacks in this draft, to me, in my humble opinion, Caleb Williams. He's a surefire thing. The Chicago Bears, they're going to have a good offense. Like, don't be surprised. The Chicago Bears are trying to build a new stadium. Don't be surprised if Caleb Williams comes in right away and he has some success in the NFL. He's got that. He's just different. He's got the mentality. He can see the field. He knows he's good. And they have some weapons over there all of a sudden. The second quarterback, I think, is Michael Penix Jr. But the book on him is he's a little bit older. He's been hurt too much. He's also a guy that played at two different schools at a high level. He went to Indiana, Big Ten football, and then obviously, man, the year that he just had for Washington, a historic year as the Pac-12 evaporates. And go look at the film. You don't even have to look at Michael Penix's whole film. Michael Penix Jr.'s film against Texas alone shows you what type of thrower of the ball he is. I'm talking about quarterbacking in the NFL who I think translate. Michael Penix Jr., he can sling the ball. He can throw the ball downfield. That's what you need. You need guys that can make plays. And I think he's going to be more healthy than people expect. I think people are expecting him to just be a walking injury. So Caleb Williams, Michael Penix Jr., those are my top two. And then I'm going Drake May. I know he had a down year this year, but they were talking about Drake May and how he was projected for years. And I still think Drake May is one of the top quarterbacks here. If the Giants can get him, great. Caleb Williams, Michael Penix Jr., Drake May, then Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner. He's kind of frail to me. I feel like they want to say he's Lamar Jackson. There is only one Lamar Jackson. Let's see how he translates to the NFL. He had one good year at LSU where he's throwing the ball to Malik Nabers. He's throwing the ball to Brian Thomas. Like, and it's LSU. He wins the Heisman. And I said, I think Michael Penix Jr. should have won it. And then give me Bo Nix. And then give me J.J. McCarthy. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan, taking your calls for another hour at 877-337-6666. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.